Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 5353. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling.
Tonight we're going to do part 9 of another Pearl Harbor. Plus we have a couple of letters here. But right now let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service. Lord, we thank and praise your name for your spirit. You say, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. I ask, Lord, that everything that's said in this message tonight, that it's directed from your throne. Use me, Lord, to bring the message of the very moment, this moment in time. We're living in the last days, and we know that by all the different signs and wonders that are occurring in the world, hidden to the eyes of the carnal, the people that are dead in their sins and trespasses, too hidden from those that are blinded. Their minds have been blinded by Satan. But Lord, we ask this evening that you'll open their spiritual eyes, their understanding, and that you'll open up their mind, their spiritual mind, to be able to receive how close we are to the very end of time. All the different checkers are in place. Lord, we see that Israel was restored to its homeland in 1947-48 in that area, and that was the end of the Gentile dispensation of time. We also see that the Jews are now preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, the real truth. We're like John the Baptist, making straight the ways of the Lord, because the Gentiles have polluted the gospel so much and laced the false doctrine of Satan in with it, to where it's so hard for people to believe. And there's not any people that I know of, except the people that are just little clusters of people throughout the earth, that are teaching the truth and are not at all into any kind of nonsense that is predominantly being preached throughout the world, especially here in the United States and, well, many places in the world. Lord, we see all the different plagues, which are a multitude of diseases, and so many of them that are incurable at this time. We see the bird flu that everybody says that's coming. The scientists and the pharmaceutical agents say they don't have enough vaccine, or they're not sure that the vaccine will work. And it's supposed to, according to the media, it's supposed to wipe out 1/3 of the world population. And Lord, we see the tsunamis and the hurricanes, the earthquakes, and the twisters, the typhoons, and so many other things. Cancer, heart disease, leukemia, diabetes, different strains of hundreds of different diseases formerly unknown to human beings. It's the end time, and your word tells of all these things. People need to study the Bible to see that it isn't just me saying these things, but these things are written in your word a long time ago. So, Lord, we thank you for your spirit, and that we know that when we bind something on earth, that it's going to be bound in heaven. Lord, we bind the devil on earth by your word, and we ask you, Lord, to honor your word by binding it in heaven. And bind everyone, Lord, that is coming against this work of yours. This is not my work, it's your work, Lord. This is the work of the Lord. And it's very obvious, because the signs that follow those that believe are following myself and other members of this church, your body, the New Jerusalem, the Bride of Christ. And there are many people that have fallen away and love to bring all kinds of accusations and lies, lying accusations. And they're seducing spirits that are attempting to pull people out of our church and other churches that are like like-minded and are like-spirited as we are. But Lord, we ask that you bind all these things here on earth, and we bind them here, and bind them with us, and bind them in the kingdom of heaven, Father God, and let souls be saved this evening, today, whenever this tape is heard, and let the church be lifted up and strengthened with your power and might by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, now where's the first letter from?
From Cameroon, Africa.
Okay.
My dear Pastor Lamo, God bless you and bless you and bless you again. I am very happy for the tapes you sent. These tapes are bringing great changes in my life and equally increasing my preaching life. I am hoping to receive more and more. Please pray for me and for the Holy Spirit to use me and others around me for this end-time message. Extend my greetings to all the saints over there. Yours in Christ, Adrian from Cameroon, Africa.
We're shipping these tapes out with the literature, and also we're on radio worldwide and shortwave. One shortwave radio station in Africa has a radius large enough to cover 1.5 billion people. And we have three stations over there, plus we're hitting Africa and India and Philippines, all these different countries, with the gospel by radio as well. And if you need gospel literature or tapes, I've done thousands of tapes. They're all scriptural 100% in there. And you'll feel the Spirit. You'll feel the Spirit moving on you when you hear them, because I always just turn myself over completely to the Lord when I'm bringing broadcasts. I don't know what the Lord is going to say through me at the time that we start the broadcast. Almost all the times it surprises me. So now, where's the next letter from?
From Rumphi, Malawi, Africa.
And if I get surprised, maybe you'll be surprised too. Amen? Go ahead.
Dear Pastor Lamo, greetings to you. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through God our Father and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for the materials you are sending me. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ bless you abundantly through all his riches. My wife, Grace, and I are busy distributing your newsletters in schools, streets, and in the marketplace.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Many people repented from their sins through your newsletters. I received a Holy Bible, 6 Messiah books, and 2 cartons of world newsletters. The literature which I would like to distribute are The Servant of the Lord, Being Led by the Spirit, Broken to Pieces, and also some Bibles for the repented people. Pastor, please consider me to be an active servant in your ministry. I need a t-shirt and sweatshirt in black color, size medium. Many blessings from God be with you and those people who are busy serving in your ministry. Glory to Jesus. Obedience from Rumphi, Malawi, Africa.
And God bless you and build his wall of fire around and about you greatly in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, now, part 9, as far as we can go with it, of Another Pearl Harbor. This is a piece of literature that God gave me a few years ago. And we're doing these on tape now because so many people are blind and people that have a hard time reading and don't have enough time to read. You can put it in your tape deck or your CD player. And listen to it as you're in a traffic jam someplace, or just driving down the freeway, whatever. All right, let's go.
My God tells me that all of these evil things are happening because of that great red dragon, the devil, along with his cult, his government, and the media. It takes all four of them to do the job. For Christians, it takes God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and ourselves to do God's work. Again, we need to boldly approach the throne of God through the blood of Jesus Christ with our petitions for God to put an end to the things that Satan is doing through unsaved people, those who say they are Christians but are in reality Catholics who are busy doing their evil in this world today.
Yeah, now I'm not saying that all Catholics are evil, because some of the nicest people I've ever met are Catholics. But we're just talking about Roman Catholics that are dyed in the wool, that refuse to read the Word, or refuse to believe God. But I would say at least 2/3 of our congregation are former Catholics. And we've won, according to the Catholic Church or cult, they say that I have won, I've split their church in half, I've won half of them to the Lord. So that's in their own newspaper. And that's a half a billion souls. So that was, they mentioned that in their paper over 15 years ago, 20 years ago now, somewhere in there, between 15 and 20 years ago. And so I would say that we've won a lot of souls. That's over 500 million that got chalked up according to their own stats. Okay, and so let's go, let's read.
The devil is a liar and a deceiver, as are his people from Rome and many of the people who are involved in the administrations of every nation.
Can you imagine why they're so furious with me and they make up so many false accusations? I'm telling the truth about what the Bible says about them. I'm not making this up. But there's so many people that are going to know the Lord that are in the Catholic cult, and all they got to do is come out and receive Jesus, because no religion can save your soul. Religion didn't die on the cross and shed its blood for you. Only Christ did. And so religion, the Bible says, is of the devil, but salvation is of the Lord. Religion is like a plastic mannequin, and the Lord is like a real person. And that real person will enter into your soul, into your heart, your spirit, and give you eternal life. Your spirit is just temporal, but the Holy Spirit is permanent. It's forever. It's everlasting. It's eternal. What we need is the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Father by the Holy Spirit, to go pierce right through our body, go into our spirit, our soul, and mingle himself in our soul with his everlasting life into our temporal life. And what that does is makes our life, our temporal life, eternal. And then if we continue, then we have the power to keep the commandments. And if we do, we have life eternal. But we must continue on to the end. And that's just as simple as can be to me. But you kind of have to get used to it. You have to keep reading the Word. And it won't come all at once. It must come into you line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. You gain more and more every day. And you can't realize, you know, listen to these tapes, how much of this, these messages are buried into your actual spirit. But you know them. And then when people start talking to you about certain things and you know them, it'll just come out like a well of water, a spiritual well of water. And you'll be able to say things that you didn't even know you knew. That's the way it works. It's like planting a seed in the ground and covering it up with dirt and watering it, put a little fertilizer on there. You don't know, but there's a combination, a connection between the seed and the soil and the water and the fertilizer, and God does the rest. Amen? It's the same thing when the Spirit, the Word of God, the seed, enters into your body. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, the words in this Bible are spirit, and they are life. And so when you're reading the Bible, that spirit, that life of God is entering into you, and it makes you strong, spiritually strong, and gives you eternal life. And it stays in there. But you have to keep renewing it, because the way of life, reproof of the word of the Lord is the way of life. That's how you stay saved, is to just keep reading, listening, hearing, and doing what the Lord says. Okay, then what?
Pray for those in darkness. Most of my congregation used to be Catholic. I love every Catholic person's soul, and I'm instructing people to pray for them, to pray to God for them to stop their lying and deceiving, to pray for them to repent, and to pray for them to become members of Christ's body.
When I say they're lying and deceiving, I'm talking primarily about the people in the Vatican. The laity and just the churchgoers, many of them, they don't lie, they're not liars. But they need to be saved, even if they have never really committed any sin, with the exception of not having done any good thing for the Lord, lighting candles and all this. Lighting candles is an abomination to the Lord, but reading the Bible is fine. But we must be born again. And a person that doesn't believe that, you could be perfect as can be, never committing what we know as sin, but if you don't have the Spirit of God in you, if Christ hasn't entered you with the Father by the Spirit, you still are not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, because the only way we can get in there is to have Christ in us with the Father by the Spirit. And then you have to come out of there because there's so many things in the Bible that the Bible tells us that we must do. And one of them is to come out of that, all religions, and get to work in letting the Lord live out his life in and through you. And he wants to win souls through you. And then what?
Jesus said, "The Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance."
How do you think I do these messages? I pray before God, you let everything that you want said on this tape come barreling right through me. Just pour it out through me. And that's the Holy Spirit. All right? That's the outward anointing of the Holy Spirit. The inward anointing is our salvation. The outward anointing is for the ministry. It's for us to minister. Okay? And it comes down from time to time when we pray for it, whenever we're going to witness to somebody. You don't have to say it out loud when the Lord puts somebody before you. But I always say, okay, Lord, whatever is going to happen, let it be from you. You know, I just say it under my breath. And then I feel the anointing, and here it goes. And the door opens. If it does, I'm right there, just like flies on honey. Okay? Then what else?
"Whatsoever I have said unto you," John chapter 14, verse 26. "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness. He will teach the world of what the right thing is for everyone to do, and of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, the right thing, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world, the devil, is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, which means all righteousness. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." John chapter 16, verse 8 through 14. Now if the leaders of the world were members of Christ's body with Jesus, the Comforter, living in them, they wouldn't have to go to the Pope for advice, or take polls among the general public to see if the unsaved people know what to do. One thing we know is that Jesus, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, told us in the New Testament, New Covenant, that we are not to murder anyone. Now the Pope, President Bush, and everyone else should take heed to not ignore the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who is urging us all to obey the truth, to be righteous, to do that which is right according to God's holy, infallible word. "Thou shalt not murder," Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, original Hebrew. All murderers, popes, presidents, kings, queens, and anyone else who murders, even under orders, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. God is not going to listen to any excuse like, "I had to do it. I had to murder your people. They commanded me to murder your people." God never puts anyone in power to disobey him. People who do such things were not put into power by God, but by deceived voters. It is most important for us to hear from God. If we don't, we all shall fall into the ditch. Blind leaders lead their blind followers into the ditch, into hell, and into the lake of fire. Blind leaders cannot lead the blind into the light. Only those who have the light can lead the blind into the light. No unsaved man knows what to do. Even those of us who are saved don't know what to pray.
Right, see, the light is the Word of God. So you have to be led into the Word of God, the light. Jesus is the light of the world. And the Bible says that Jesus is the Word of God. So let the Word of God emanate from you by the Spirit so that the whole world can see that you are of the Lord. Don't hold back the things that the Lord has taught you. Don't hold back the light, the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, but let it shine on a high hill. That's why God is so angry at so many of the people that call themselves Christians, is because they feel that it's not right to preach the whole Word of God, the wrath of God and the hatred of God. "Jacob have I loved," God said, "but Esau have I hated." Amen?
Amen.
And so the Lord talks about hate and judgment and wrath, wrath and judgment, and he tells about how he terrorizes people. So a lot of people just don't know that because the preachers are afraid to preach these things because they think God will be angry with them. But he tells you to preach the word, the whole word. And that happens to be part of the whole word. And so many people, they'll persecute. They'll actually kill you, murder certain people because of the way they preach. They teach the word of God, the whole word of God. They'll kill you thinking they're doing God a favor because they don't know the word. And that's why it's very much up to the Christians to teach the word to everybody and not be ashamed of the word of God, because if we are, the Lord is going to be ashamed of us before his Father and the holy angels. So don't be ashamed of the word of God. Tell it like it is. All right? And, you know, I'm not afraid to be martyred for the gospel, because my goal is to get there to the kingdom of heaven. That's all I'm waiting for. That's what I'm working for in the spirit right now, is to be able to be qualified to enter the kingdom of heaven. So if somebody gets me there earlier, I say, thank you, you've made my day. All right? All right, then let's keep going. We've only got two more minutes to go.
We must ask God what we ought to pray, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
Right, the Spirit just comes down and tells you what to pray and what to say. The Bible says that the Father, if you're in a courtroom, will tell you what to say. I was astounded at the things that the Lord had me say in the courtroom, because they said some pretty wild accusations, and the Lord gave me something that caused everybody to just shut their mouths. Okay, what else?
If we seek God, God will hear us and answer us and show us great and mighty things that we have not seen before. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. God will teach us what to do and teach us what to say. One of the many things from the Bible that we already know is that God doesn't want us to war with bombs, bullets, or any other carnal weapons. This is positively the truth. Our soldiers have been told by false prophets that they are overseas fighting for God and for our country. They obviously don't have a clue as to what God's word, the Bible, says.
They've been lied to. They're deceived. The whole world is deceived. Amen?
Amen.
Come on.
The murder of our fellow man is absolutely forbidden. God will fight for his people and country if we but ask. Vengeance is the Lord's. It does not belong to us, to the Pope, or to the leaders of nations. His word says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? James chapter 4, verse 1.
All we have to do is just pray to the Lord, and that'll end all wars, okay? It won't end the wars with the heathen, but we will be at peace on earth, a perfect peace and a sound mind. I see our time is up.
So it's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number 53. It's free of charge, including postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
And so tomorrow we're going to be doing part 10 of another Pearl Harbor. Until then, continue in the Lord one day at a time. That's all you need to do is just one day at a time, because we never know whether we're going to live another day or 2 days. So just take it one day at a time. That way it won't really seem like a long stretch, because you don't know that you're going to live another hour any more than I do. So make sure you tune in, because it's going to be really something else. God always gives me something great in these messages. So until then, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We have a song here that I did with a lot of my friends. It's called Stand By Me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, who blessed wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, now who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Now who never lost a battle, stand by me.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.